My name is Adrian Palmier, and I was part of the Angel Project for the funerals of Christina Taylor Greene and Judge Roll. I didn't know either of them. I didn't know the girl, the judge, but I was familiar with Westboro Baptist Church. I'm originally from the state of Kansas, where they're kind of headquartered, and I sort of knew their tactics and their motivations. And when I found out they were going to come to Arizona, I thought that I might be able to lend a hand. When everything happened and the media eye got focused on Tucson, and what I like about Tucson is that it's a larger community, certainly than where I'm from in rural Kansas, but it's still kind of got a small town feeling. And when all of this attention got focused, and then, you know, with that attention came all the speculation as to motive and all the a lot of talking heads and a lot of hyperbole kind of got built up and thrown around. And then, and that was bad enough. I didn't really care for that. I like Tucson sort of the way it is. But then they were going to come. And like I said, I'm from there. I've known about them for a long time. And it was sort of like the worst of the people from my state of origin coming to my adopted state. And I just really, that was too much for me. I was like, I will do what I can in my nonviolent way to oppose this. I had heard of the Angel Project previously, and I knew sort of what they were about. And I went to a meeting at the library downtown, the park right outside the library. And the leader there who spoke for them kind of impressed me. And I spoke to her afterwards and went to a series of meetings after that. Well, we ultimately didn't do much because Westboro never showed, which was really for the best. That's the best possible outcome. But what it meant was that we sort of had to be prepared to withstand a tirade of, you know, manufactured vitriol and spite and everything, because what they want to do is provoke you, you know, using their entirely legal methods of doing so, but they want to provoke you into doing something foolish that they can then record. And I, at one time in my life, I was a prison guard, and I'm accustomed to that kind of thing, trying to be provoked to do something foolish that can be used against me later. And while my skill set is not massive, that's one of them. And so I thought I could easily, you know, I could fit this bill. I could do this. There was a lot of other volunteers who didn't get to stand with the Angels, who assembled the wings that we had, which was bits of sheets with really uncomfortable frameworks made out of PVC piping that we would put on our shoulders. And, you know, if you've seen the pictures, then, you know, it's looks sort of like we have big wings on. And ideally, what we would have done is made a human shield around them. They would have had a little area that they're allowed to be in. We would have been a human shield around that. And our purpose was just to stand there. Quiet dignity was what we were trying to project. We went to Christina Taylor Greene's and Judge Roll's funeral. And there were a lot of people that would come up to us and, you know, shake our hands and say thank you. I was pretty blown away by that. We couldn't talk to them or really, you know, we could extend our hands and accept a handshake. And a lot of them seemed to get that. But it was a really interesting kind of cross-section of people that came up and talked to us. I mean, there were people who looked like they were part of the Patriot Guard group, you know, with their bikers and their riding gear. And then there were, you know, people who looked like they may have been acquaintances of Judge Roll's. I mean, gentlemen, older distinguished gentlemen in suits and their wives, and then children would come up to us. And just random sort of passers-by. I mean, it was really kind of sweet in a way. You know, when a little girl is killed, I think everyone should feel some kind of response to that. I don't think that we're quite so jaded to where that kind of thing happens and we sort of shrug and say, oh, well. I think that we feel kind of a visceral reaction to that. And, you know, after the point, after the fact, there's not a lot you can do. There are those who stand vigils outside the hospitals. And there are those who, you know, we'll have, you know, quiet gatherings. But some people want to do, I think, something more, something a little bit more proactive. And that's something concrete that you can do to make what is already a horrible situation better for people. You know, you can volunteer to construct the wings. You can volunteer to be, we had people that were there who were going to be medics in case of heat exhaustion and that kind of thing. Because it was warm. I mean, it wasn't, and especially with those apparatuses on. And people handing out water, people distributing flyers, that kind of thing. I mean, it's something that you can actually perform, a service even, that doesn't negate anyone's pain, but it doesn't add to it.